Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to effectively describe a challenging task in IELTS speaking. Expert tips and sample answers. Discussing a challenging task is a common topic in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to articulate complex experiences and demonstrate your problem-solving skills. This guide will provide you with expert tips and sample answers to help you excel in this topic. Understanding the topic. Before we dive into the specifics, it's important to understand what constitutes a challenging task. It could be a difficult project at work, a complex assignment at school, or a personal goal that required significant effort to achieve. The key is to choose a task that truly challenged you and allowed you to demonstrate your skills and perseverance. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner might ask you general questions about challenges and difficult tasks. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Sample question 1. Do you enjoy challenging tasks? Sample answer. Absolutely. I find challenging tasks to be incredibly stimulating and rewarding. They push me out of my comfort zone and allow me to develop new skills. For instance, recently I took on the challenge of learning a new programming language for a work project. While it was initially daunting, the sense of accomplishment I felt upon completing the task was unparalleled. Sample question 2. How do you usually approach a difficult task? Sample answer. When faced with a difficult task, I typically follow a structured approach. First, I break down the task into smaller, manageable steps. Then, I prioritize these steps and create a timeline. I also research thoroughly and don't hesitate to seek advice from more experienced individuals. This method helps me stay organized and reduces the overwhelming feeling that often comes with challenging tasks. Part 2. Long Term. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to describing a challenging task. Cue card. Describe a time when you had to deal with a challenging task. You should say what the task was, when you had to do it, why it was challenging, how you managed to complete it. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a particularly challenging task I faced last year when I was assigned to lead a cross-functional team in developing a new product for my company. The task was to create an innovative mobile application that would streamline our customer service process. This project was assigned to me in January, and we had a strict deadline of 6 months to launch the app. What made this task especially challenging was the multifaceted nature of the project. It required coordinating efforts from various departments, including IT, marketing, and customer service. Moreover, I had to manage team members with diverse skill sets and personalities, some of whom were more senior than me. To tackle this challenge, I first established clear communication channels within the team. We had regular stand-up meetings to ensure everyone was aligned on our goals and progress. I also implemented an agile project management approach, breaking down the project into 2-week sprints. This allowed us to remain flexible and make necessary adjustments quickly. One of the biggest hurdles was resolving conflicts that arose due to differing opinions on the app's features. I addressed this by facilitating open discussions and encouraging team members to back their ideas with data and user research. Despite the obstacles, we managed to complete the project on time. The app was launched in July and received positive feedback from both our customers and senior management. This experience not only improved my leadership and problem-solving skills, but also taught me the importance of adaptability and perseverance in facing challenging tasks. Follow-up questions. How did you feel after completing this challenging task? Sample answer. After completing the task, I felt an overwhelming sense of accomplishment and pride. It was incredibly rewarding to see our hard work come to fruition. Moreover, the experience boosted my confidence in my leadership abilities and reinforced my belief in the power of teamwork. What was the most important lesson you learned from this experience? Sample answer. The most crucial lesson I learned was the importance of effective communication and adaptability. In a complex project like this, clear communication prevents misunderstandings and keeps everyone aligned. Additionally, being adaptable allowed us to navigate unexpected challenges and pivot our strategies when necessary. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question 1. Why do you think some people avoid challenging tasks? Sample answer. There are several reasons why individuals might shy away from challenging tasks. Primarily, I believe it stems from a fear of failure. Many people worry that if they attempt a difficult task and don't succeed, it will reflect poorly on their abilities or damage their self-esteem. Additionally, challenging tasks often require stepping out of one's comfort zone, which can be intimidating. Some individuals may also lack confidence in their skills or feel they don't have the necessary resources to tackle complex problems. However, I believe that avoiding challenges can limit personal growth and development. Embracing difficult tasks, even if we don't always succeed, is crucial for learning and improving our capabilities. Question 2. How can companies encourage employees to take on more challenging tasks? Sample answer. Companies can employ several strategies to motivate employees to tackle challenging tasks. First and foremost, they should foster a culture that values innovation and risk-taking. This involves creating an environment where failure is seen as a learning opportunity rather than a punishable offense. Secondly, companies can implement reward systems that recognize and compensate employees who successfully complete challenging projects. These rewards don't always have to be monetary. They could include opportunities for career advancement or additional training. Another effective approach is to provide adequate support and resources. This might involve offering mentorship programs, providing access to necessary tools and technologies, or allowing extra time for complex tasks. Lastly, companies should focus on clear communication about the importance of these challenging tasks to the overall organizational goals. When employees understand how their work contributes to the bigger picture, they're often more motivated to take on difficult assignments. Question 3. Do you think the education system adequately prepares students for challenging tasks in the workplace? Sample answer. This is a complex issue, and I believe the answer varies depending on the specific education system and workplace in question. However, in general, I think there's room for improvement in how educational institutions prepare students for real-world challenges. On the positive side, many schools and universities are increasingly incorporating project-based learning and collaborative assignments into their curricula. These approaches can help students develop problem-solving skills and learn to work effectively in teams, which are crucial for tackling challenging tasks in the workplace. However, I believe the education system could do more to foster critical thinking and adaptability. In the real world, challenges often don't have clear-cut solutions, and circumstances can change rapidly. Schools could better prepare students by presenting more open-ended problems and encouraging creative approaches to solving them. Additionally, there's often a gap between the theoretical knowledge taught in schools and its practical application in the workplace. Increased collaboration between educational institutions and industries, perhaps through internship programs or guest lectures from industry professionals, could help bridge this gap. Ultimately, while the education system provides a foundation, I believe that the ability to handle challenging tasks is something that's continually developed throughout one's career through experience and ongoing learning. Key vocabulary and phrases. To score high in your IELTS speaking test when describing a challenging task, consider using these advanced words and phrases. Daunting, adjective. Daunting, seeming difficult to deal with in prospect. Intimidating. Example, the project seemed daunting at first, but we broke it down into manageable steps. To overcome, overcome, succeed in dealing with a problem or difficulty. Example, we had to overcome several obstacles to complete the task on time. To persevere, verb, continue in a course of action, even in the face of difficulty. Example, despite the setbacks, we persevered and eventually achieved our goal. Multifaceted, adjective, multifaceted, having many different aspects or features. Example, the challenge was multifaceted, requiring skills in both technical and interpersonal areas. To streamline, verb, make an organization or system more efficient and effective. Example, our task was to streamline the company's production process. Adaptability, noun, adaptability, the quality of being able to adjust to new conditions. Example, the project required a high degree of adaptability as conditions frequently changed. Tips from an IELTS examiner. As an experienced IELTS examiner, here are my top tips for excelling in this topic. Choose your example wisely. Select a task that truly challenged you and allowed you to demonstrate various skills. Structure your answer. Use clear transitions and organize your thoughts logically, especially in part two. Use specific details. Provide concrete examples and avoid vague statements. Demonstrate reflection. Show that you learned from the experience and how it helped you grow. Practice regularly. Familiarize yourself with different aspects of this topic by practicing with various questions. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Speak confidently, maintain good eye contact, and show enthusiasm for the topic. For more tips on IELTS speaking, you might find these articles helpful. How to describe a time you had to manage your time effectively in IELTS speaking. How to describe a time you overcame a challenge in IELTS speaking. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to discuss challenging tasks in your IELTS speaking test and achieve a high band score. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.